Music
natural you, 100% natural.
The Runaways with Cherry Bomb, classic, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, from the album, their self-titled debut. Before that, Dead Kennedys with California Uber Alice from Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables, their dynamic debut. And our frequent listeners of the show will know that I devoted an entire show to Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables. Great record that it is. I think one of the reasons why is because the name Dead Kennedys scared me when I first heard it. I thought it was great. I'm like, no, I love the Kennedys. like a good local boy that I am. Crass, before that, with Big A, Little A. Crass was a hugely influential band for the Beastie Boys early on in their career, I guess when they were boys, when they were kids, when they really were boys. That one was from Christ the Album. And, of course, AC/DC started things off with Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. Getting back to Crass for a minute, they were just sort of a band that the Beastie Boys really, really admired. So when the Beastie Boys started, actually, it was just Adam Yauch, Mike D, and they had a girl who was, I guess, not romantically involved with either of them. Her name was Kate Schnellenbach, I think her name was. And then there was another, I can't remember his name. But it doesn't matter because it didn't last very long. They dropped out. Adam Horvitz joined. He had his own band called The Young and the Useless. And that band kind of ran its course. And he joined up with Adam Yauch and Mike D, and they formed the Beastie Boys. I think Kate Schnellenbach stayed in the group until License to Ill was about to come out, or when they were making it. Anyway, that was sort of how things started when they emerged from a punk group to rap, and we're trying to catch that here with the songs that I've chosen to play from Ad Rock's playlist in the Beastie Boys book. That's the sort of the impetus for this program here tonight, and thanks for joining me. Up next, more punk stuff. This is the Ramones with Now I Want to Sniff Some Glue from their self-titled debut, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
soon. Root from some cub tomb. Things will be different there. The sun will rise from here. Then I'll be 10 feet down. And you'll be nothing at all. Yeah, I got my time machine. I got my electronic dream. Time to do so. Ain't no loser. Yeah, I'm a time producer. Time producer. Time producer.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Waiting Room from Fugazi, 13 songs. Before that, the Germs with Lexicon Devil. I don't know the name of that album. It came up as G.I. I don't know what that means. But it's a cool song, though. Sonic Reducer from the Dead Boys, prior to that, from Young, Loud, and Snotty. The Ramones, Now I Want to Sniff Some Glue, started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our show devoted to ad rock, Adam Horovitz. Playlist is coming is distinctly from his two pages, and well, he has more than two pages. He's a co-author, but the two pages devoted just to the songs that he wants, that he likes, or that were influential to him, or something like that. Important songs that he's had on playlists. See, they don't actually define why these. There's just mixtapes. You can hear the pages turning. Yeah, they just start off. The section begins Yawk mixtape, and then there are two pages of Adam Horovitz's stuff, and then Mike Diamond. So there's no real explanation. You just figure that's what they wanted to hear. So that's what we got going on. An important part of the book is when they discovered Black Flag as kids. A lot of stuff happened. There was kind of like that's when they first met. I think it's when Adam Yawk and Mike D first met at this Black Flag show. The first show, I think, in New York at the time. Yeah, there was the Peppermint Lounge. Everybody was there. I think even Ad Rock was there, but they didn't meet him there or something, or they didn't know who he was yet. So it was kind of like this pivotal moment, and I guess it's like a legendary show. I'm not really familiar with New York history of music in the punk scene, but I think there are a lot of other people who went on to form bands later. It was kind of like when the Sex Pistols played the show, a famous show in London, and everybody who was anybody was there, people from the Buzzcocks, and I think people from like Bauhaus were there. It was like everybody. It was like 40 people were there, and they all started bands. So this is kind of the equivalent of that, only for American hardcore. And so, why don't we play that right now? This is going to be Black Flag with Gimme, Gimme, Gimme from Damage, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Gimme, gimme, gimme! I need some more! Gimme, gimme, gimme! Don't ask what for! 1, 2, 3, 4! Stand here like a loaded gun!
she really going out with him?
Points of Light, WMFO, and that is New Rose from The Damned, and prior to that, The Misfits with Where Eagles Dare from their collection, Nirvana's Negative Creep from Bleach, and Black Flag started things off with Gimme 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 from Damaged. That was Henry Rollins era Black Flag, and this is the show devoted to Ad Rock, Adam Horovitz, and his two pages in the Beastie Boys book that are all about songs that maybe he made a mixtape of or that he likes or were influential to him. And so we're having a show devoted to that, just like we had a show devoted to Adam Yauch's list of songs, compiled by, obviously, by Ad Rock and Mike D. Well, we did that last week. So it's been a good collection, different stuff. I'd like to get back into some R&B or some soul or some of that stuff with the Fatback Band with Gotta Learn How to Dance, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I gotta learn how to do these latest things.
Ragamuffin from the ghetto huge camp. Anywhere me go, me say me must left me stamp. Marijuana where me smoke them said too ignorant. Just the other day some papa hold me fi want. Me and my brother Juju and me auntie named Dan Bong. So listen to the gang, me mashing up the traffic jam. Police pull me over talking about him smell crank. From me looking at him face I know this boy had a plan. Juju touch me from my shoulder said the boy a demon. First thing he want to know is where that smell coming from. Are you smoking marijuana? And I said yes I am. Show him see some entrance, go to cost a couple grand. Him say make me see the license and the registration. And where are you headed? What's your occupation? Don't know, so ragamuffin, I got answer question. As it says on the pen for reading information. For me now, I take no street side interrogation. So book me if you book me, carry me down on station. Let me show them how we did it in a silent pattern. Pam, 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 pam. I'm the judge, lawyer, jury, I'm my own belt, man. And if you check it, go down, go to my extension. Mr. Second Judge Royal for your run, England. And when you play land, you no go through no custom. This is ragamuffin in a different pattern. Me no go in on no session unless it can't ram. And from you see we face, I'm gonna ask some question. And anywhere we go, we have a rapper, pam. Pam, 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 pam.
Well, if I got you, them, I look for them, now if you find us. Well, we are no criminals, I rasta ever righteous. A boy, a scope out, we ride, we all drive and puff. And him jealous, how we so shine and buff. And him jealous, how we so shine and buff. Well, from him looking at the car, and now the interior plush. I look up on the rims, how them pull out and flush. And I scope out with jewels, him, I wonder how much. And him jealous, cause them, your price can't touch. And him jealous, cause them, your price can't touch. Him, Mr. Royal, have a new tune, where rise and bust. And be extra large size, my finna light up. A boy dig down the car until him find some stuff. And him jealous how we rank enough. And him jealous how we rank enough. Him exalt cause a few stripe left on him shoulders. Cause him too sparring be where there with him a show love. Give them a couple CD, some promo photos. Now him jealous cause everybody knows us. Now him jealous cause everybody shows love. Now some feel the way you pass and them a smile and a blush. And through them system on a star, them goodly have a light crush. Now him jealous now even twice as much. Now the boy jealous now even twice as much. It's just a minor setback of who you want call up. Every month in the super get a thing fold up. Said natty dreadlocks now you're handcuffed. Say any kind of cuff, a fi diamond cuff. Go tell them not to dreadlocks now you're handcuffed. Say is the pooper muffin, you're rougher than rough. And say Juju Royal, you're tougher than tough. And tell them not to dreadlocks now you're handcuffed. Always stick together even when time tough. Why you write the thing I shine and put Circle,
circle. Bam, 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 bam.
Must put an end to the stress and strife.
Chick with you know what, I always forget if that's Chic or Chick. I never remember. Whatever. Good Times was a big, massive hit they had in the late mid-70s, and that's when the Beastie Boys were growing up in New York City. Music was everywhere, on every street corner, coming out of every bodega, and that was the sound of that summer, whatever year that was. Stephen Marley before that with the Traffic Jam featuring Damien Gong Marley. Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitar Band with Scorpio. Off of the record that released on KTEL, I thought that was funny. The Fatback Band started off the set with Got to Learn How to Dance, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We're almost done. I'm going to squeeze in two more, one of which will be Lee Scratch Perry. Got to have him in there with Come Along from the Super 8 record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Follow I All right. We Scratch Perry, the immortal We Scratch Perry. It's a great song. And we're about done here in 1,000 Points of Light. Another show gone by the wayside. And, you know, what's funny is that I want to try to find this one song that I thought would be really cool to play from this really influential group that they mentioned here. And it's called The Funky Four and Plus One. Funky Four Plus One More. And we're going to hear it right now. And so that's what's cool is that, well, not right now. Oh my God, it's 9 minutes. All right, I'm going to fade it out. But that's The Joint is the name of the track. It's from the Sugar Hill Records story. And it's part of what helped influence the Beastie Boys into changing from hardcore to rap. I will see you probably in 2 weeks here in 1,000 Points of Light with Mike D's playlist. It'll take me 2 weeks to prepare. It's going to be amazing. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
To everybody, we know the real deal. We got golden voices and hearts of steel. Because the five MCs, it got to be real. We wanna hear the party people yell Sugar Hill. So what's the deal?
Sugar Hill.
So what's the deal?
Sugar Hill.
Ooh, that's the joint.
Like these words be said, we want y'all to hear.
We gonna make a lot of sense.
We gonna make it clear.
We gonna rock this place.
We gonna
use some class.
We gonna do our best.
We gonna make it last.
We got drums on the mic.
We got rocking in the heart.
And now the things we do, you can call it art.
We're gonna rock this record.
And don't you forget,
that's the joint.
Because Little Ronnie C is the melody.
And Keith helped me rock, we're singing harmony. Because Jeff is the rhythm,
and Kate is the bass.
Shop, rock, rock, shocking the whole darn place.
And now here's a little story you got to be told.
The party people in the place
got a whole lot of soul.
Then when we're on the mic, y'all shocking the house.
And when we all get together, we can turn it out. Now we're in the house, as you can plainly see. Everybody say, give fun.
Show you how